Good evening, Sullivan, and welcome. Nice to have you here again.
It is noticeable how peaceful that you all are. There is my dear friends, much love surrounding you. As another one of your earthly years comes closer to its end, I wonder how often you think about how far you have come. Since that moment of curiosity, that moment of trying to find truth, how far have you come? I know how far you have come, but tonight, my dear friends, I would like to ask you individually what you feel and how far you feel you have traveled in your own spiritual growth. How far do you feel?
A long way. It's strange, I was thinking about it this morning. Earlier this morning I sat there and saying a few thank yous. And I thought, well, to start with Ruth and this, Lisbon, as you know. And from there, it's just been a wonderful journey.
And on the way, you've made a very good friend of Salimek.
Yes, we mustn't underestimate the help and encouragement that we've had. For me, I think this journey began in 1989 in Mexico on a Mayan site when I seemed to get the message that the greatest thing in all the universe is love. And I feel that to become more loving, feeling for humanity and the universe, the whole creation, loving and appreciative, I feel that has been my journey.
Yes, another good thing on the journey is talking to Bonwell. I thought of that as well this morning.
part of my sort of journey, I think I was thinking this week, the fears that keep us imprisoned throughout our lives. It's sort of like part of it is simply working through all these fears, which sometimes there can be nothing more than just a little bit of tension in you that carries through your day and affects the way you live your life each day. And so trying to work through these fears, that some of which are childhood based, some of which are sort of insecurities and things, but it's partly and my own sort of communication sort of I guess that was some kind of fear of communicating myself as how I am to people. It's sort of a journey of working through those fears so that you can sit back and really see and experience that beauty and love.
Saying about the fears, I must say obviously you get times when you get a bit tense and stressed with things, but I would say I'm not nearly as fearful as I was. Very much feel, well, as long as I do the best I can, I was going to say nature will take its path, you know, it'll all work out right in the end. So I think, I am less fearful than I was, and perhaps I try not to be too judgmental. Do have the odd moments in the car, maybe this evening, which wasn't quite so good, but mostly I think I try not to judge people too much, which I think perhaps I did more in the past. So yeah, I think there have been lots of little things that have
let us down,
that happen, that you perhaps don't even realise that you are moving forward. I think it's a good life.
Could I just come back on the judgmental thing and say, well, you did leave one person out in our prayers, and which I tried to put right mentally afterwards, and that was Muammar Gaddafi. And I would like to...
I did actually ask for him, George.
He was asking.
Well, in his journey forward, it is no doubt a lengthy journey, but I wish him well in that.
I guess, like all of us, he would have to face his own problems.
Well, mine seemed to tie up some years ago. I'd done about 4 courses with the police to improve my driving, because I used to do a lot of driving in my work. And at the end of this course, 4th course, a policeman came up and he said, well, what have you learned?
Oh.
Turn him up, the light's gone out.
Oh, yeah, carry on.
Anyway, I said, well, I feel that whatever comes up in front of me now, I can deal with. I'm confident that I can deal with it. I make a plan up and I can deal with it. And it's funny now, in my life, nothing to do with driving, but in my life, I feel that whatever comes up now, I can deal with it. It sounds a bit big-headed, but I feel that I've got all my friends in spirit who help, yourself, everyone around. And it's given me more confidence. And And I feel happier that I can do it, and happy too. I feel much happier to help other people. And I suppose the whole thing is you make a happier person out of me anyway. And thank you very much for that. From my heart.
Daphne?
Well, I think I've become much more caring and loving towards friends. I've always been that way towards my family, and now the family's grown into some more small children and great grandchildren. But we've had some worries over the little one, Harry, for the past 5 months. But thankfully he is holding his own at the moment, and although he's still in hospital. But I feel confident that he will pull through and go on to be a normal little lad. But I'm much more loving and caring to my friends, and I like to meet different people, and I find that I'm not so judgmental about people as I used to be. And I thank you for that. I've been working on it, and I have been helped a lot. And I think the consequence is that I feel better in myself, and I am much happier, I think. And I hope Rob feels so too. We are very, very blessed. And we are grateful for all the gifts and prayers that surround us at all time, and the love, of course. So thank you.
I think when I was a little boy, perhaps a bit older than a little boy, I can remember being very impressed by the teachings of Jesus, where he loved everybody. And I thought, how could you do that? Because some people are just seem to be so awful. And yes, as I've got older, and particularly as I became a member of this group, I've looked at that again through totally different eyes. I really do believe that I'm now closer to feeling that I love everybody. And sometimes when you approach somebody who seems very unlikely, you get the love back. Mm. It's a wonderful experience when that happens. Mm. And if you can put your fears aside, we are fearful. When we don't understand people, we become frightened of them. But if you can put that aside and forget about your fears, then what's left is just love.
Yes.
Yeah. That's well said.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sort of working out that there really is nothing to fear. I don't know what it is, but sort of beginning to sort of finally click that this physical body really is just an overcoat, and it's that spirit that's the only important thing.
I think that Sanimet's words that, if we believe what you say, which we do, then if you just take that all on board, you can relax and go ahead. So, yeah. Thank you again, Sanimet.
Yes. Do you see, my dear friends, how when you express yourselves and speak of physical feelings, and how it affects you spiritually, can you see that connection with each one of you? Yeah. I would like to say that each one of you is approaching something that I would call acceptance. The curiosity and the intellectual stages have passed. Yes. And now, my dear friends, how you recognize that love for your fellow man is all important. Love not only for each other, but to recognize that you are units of love, each one of you. And it is up to all of you as individuals to express that love in the best way that you can. But by speaking openly to each other, it gives you recognition to each other of who and what you are, and that you are not so different from one another after all. It gladdens us all in our world to hear those such as you. We know you have struggles, and we know that you fight fear and many of its companions. But we are so happy to see those spiritual lights grow ever brighter. So, my dear friends, I say to you, for once, feel happy with who and what you are, and accept our thanks from Spirit, because it is a great thing to watch that Spirit grow and unite. If only all of your earthling could have the understanding that you have gained, what a much better world you would live in. So continue on your way. Question whatever you must, but always, no matter what you do, that it is done in the name of love. That for this time is all I wish to say to you. But you are surrounded this time by many who love you. Not always those you would recognize, but nevertheless those who love you. Absorb their energy and their love. And with those words, my dear friends, I will take my leave.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope as you leave, Sally, that there's somebody there with you that can encourage you the way you're encouraging us, because you said you also are growing, so I hope there's somebody that can let you know how well you're doing as well.